Mike all dressed up again.
Weather here, Bill.
We're ready for anything. I like the mail. Let's go through. You know, we had one at the beginning of camp. I think before everybody got here, it was just the new guys, but yeah. Okay. Whatever we get, we'll plan.
What's this judge overseeing the Blakegate business is urging both sides to try to come to an agreement today if they can. I guess how big of a relief you and the team would be to have this whole thing decided before the start of the regular season?
Yeah, today we're just focused on this practice, getting ready for Green Bay.
How much confidence do you have in Jimmy Garoppolo to step in for Tom Brady if he is suspended for a few games?
We're looking forward to seeing all our players play this weekend, all the ones that are able to play.
With the preseason opener coming up, there's a lot of interest in, you know, how you'll approach the quarterbacks in terms of how much they'll play. How will you decide to divvy those up?
Yeah, I'll probably talk about that tomorrow. And today's really, like I said yesterday, is kind of a combination practice for us. We got a little bit on Green Bay, but there's a lot of things we just need to work on that we need to work on, no matter who we were playing or what we were doing. So we'll get through today and then talk about that tomorrow.
Is the whole Deflategate saga, is that causing the uncertainty? Is that a problem trying to prepare for the regular season?
Yeah, we're taking it one day at a time. So, you know, today's a big day for us. So, you know, we had two big days here yesterday and today, clean up some things from training camp and start to transition into a game-type week. So I play him a good day today.
Coach, how has Jimmy's skill set developed in year two? What do you appreciate about what he's doing right now?
Yeah, I think all our second-year players have built off the first year. They obviously know a lot more what to expect, have more experience in our system, been through a camp, have been in the NFL. So it's benefited all of them.
When you're preparing for Green Bay, are you preparing more for what you want the guys to see what they've been doing and if they're getting better at it as they go up against a team, because you really haven't seen what Green Bay has on film this year?
We played Green Bay last year. They're one of the best teams in the league. They've had a lot of success. I can't imagine they're going to, you know, do things that are a lot different from what they've done in the past. They've been too successful doing them, and they have a lot of the same people back. So, you know, change a little bit in the special teams area, but otherwise there's a lot of carryover with their coordinators. It's new offensive coordinator, but still, you know, Mike there. So I'm sure that they'll be pretty similar to what we saw last year. We spent a lot of time on them and, you know, had a game against them late in the season. But you know, our big concern isn't as much Green Bay as it is us, and we just have to give our players enough of a background and enough of a chance to know what to do against them so they can go out there and execute it. But it's not a big game plan game. It's more of a work on the fundamentals and execute the things that we've been practicing.
Hey, Bill, I know every part of a football team plays an important role, but is it fair to say, because of what it can control, protecting a quarterback, opening a hole, pace of play, that the offensive line is actually a foundation of any football team, that that's where it starts in terms of building any importance?
It's certainly a key component. I don't know. You know, they're all important. So, but that's an important part of it, no question.
Well, what have you seen from Jonathan Freeney so far this camp, and what have been your impressions?
He brings a good level of experience to the team, both in the kicking game and on defense. You know, smart player, picks up things well, tall, rangy, runs well. He's a good athlete. He's got good size. He's got some experience. And I think he has an opportunity to contribute on all four downs, defensively and in the kicking game. We'll see how it goes. But he's got a lot to work with. He's been a good addition to our team. He works hard. He's been dependable and tough.
Using in Miami the last couple years, inside, outside, did they move him around?
Yeah, probably a little more inside. I mean, he didn't get a whole lot of playing time down there, but he did play some. But he's, you know, he's been has the ability to play both. I would say he's long enough to play on the edge, and he's big enough and has enough power to play inside. So I think he's got a degree of versatility in terms of position, and you know, he can play in a running game, he can play in a passing game, he can play in fourth down. So, you know, he's got a good set of skills to, I think, be able to help the team in a lot of different ways. And we'll, he's been trained in all those. He's worked hard, and we'll play him here in the next few weeks and in practices and see how it all develops with other players we have on our team and his role. But we'll see how it goes.
Coach, you see an expanded role for Brandon Bolden, and how do you think he's
done this game? Yeah, well, I mean, I think everybody's role is really up to them. It's not for me to define anybody's role. That's what the players do based on their performance, how they play, what they're able to accomplish out there. So if we see a guy doing something well, then we want to use that. If we see another player doing it, then we'll use the other player. So, but Brandon's, you know, gotten better each year. Again, he's got a very good skill set, too. He's got good size and power to run on early downs. He's got good hands, good pass protector, can play on third down. Obviously, plays in the kicking game. He's made a lot of big plays for us there. So he's got a lot of versatility and a lot of value, too, which is always good for your football team. So well, how all that will play out, what his role will be, I mean, we'll just have to see. And obviously, a lot of that's up to him.
What have you seen from Robert McClain? Of course, he played a lot of nickel corner with the Falcons, so how might he fit into that kind of spot here?
He's worked there. He's also worked outside. You know, another smart player that's got a good level of experience. All these guys we're talking about are, you know, I think in their fourth year, you know, right around that range. So, you know, Robert's playing a kicking game. He's also played defensively inside, more inside than outside, but he has played both. We've worked him there. So, again, we'll see how all that plays out. But, you know, he's been competitive. You know, smart guy, picks up things well, communicates well on defense.
How's going to use this training camp this year compared to last year where he missed the first couple of weeks of practice?
Yeah, well, he's already way ahead of that. So, yeah, he's been out there. He's gotten a lot of work. He gets better every day. So it's good to have him on the field. And, you know, he's been able to show up in practice. Again, we'll see how all that turns out in the games here. And how consistent it is going forward over the next few weeks. But, you know, he's been competitive, and it's good competition in that position on the defensive line. You know, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. But it's good to have him out there.
First impressions of Ryan yesterday on the field, Bill?
Well, I mean, you know, anybody that comes in has got a long way to go. We'll see how it all comes together. But you know, it's good to have him out there. It's another arm. He's got some experience, so I think he'll pick things up, you know, hopefully quick enough to be able to play Thursday, but we'll just have to see.
Well, we saw him take a lot of reps at the very end of practice. I'm just wondering whether it's with him or any player that's new, how you balance getting a player accustomed to the offense or the system against, you know, keeping a practice moving or having productive reps during the middle of the practice, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right. Well, it's kind of what we talked about yesterday. You see what the player can do and then how quickly you put him in there based on the things you think he can do. If he can do those, then you get more. If he can't, then sometimes you have to go back and spend a little bit of time to build the foundation and get it right before you move ahead. You know, kind of be going through the same thing with Ryan today. So we'll just – you know, just kind of take it day by day. You know, we meet with the players, the coaches get some feedback and, you know, get kind of a feeling for how they're picking things up, what they're comfortable with, what things they maybe have questions on or don't seem to have as good of a grasp on. They substitute them or call plays based on what we feel they're able to handle and what's going on the other side of the ball, how complex that is or how difficult, what the degree of difficulty is there. But you're right, we don't put somebody in there who doesn't know what to do, and then that fouls up practice. But at the same time, you want to try to evaluate them on what they do know how to do and see how that looks, and then move forward at a pace that, as fast a pace as you can go at, but it has to be one that the player can keep up with. So that's each situation is different. You just have to, you know, read each one independently.
Along that line, are you ever surprised by a player's ability? I mean, you look at it and say, I didn't know he could do that, or I didn't know he could do that well.
Yeah, all the time. But, you know, to varying degrees. But, you know, some guys, if you haven't been with them, you know, until you've really been with them, you don't know exactly what they can do and how they you know, how they process, how they can adapt to your system. So some guys can move very quickly. Other guys move at different pace. Sometimes, you know, guys are kind of, you know, in a little bit of a fog, and all of a sudden it just sort of comes together, and sometimes it doesn't. So it's hard to tell until you've really spent enough time with a player to know, you know, exactly what you have. Some guys, you know, when they learn stuff, they have it. They won't make a mistake on that. But if you throw something new or have to make a quick adjustment in a practice or in a game, then sometimes that's hard for some people to deal with. Other people just, they get it, roll with it, understand it, and move on. But until you've gone through that experience, it's hard to know. So that's part of what training camp and these preseason games and all that's for, is to try to get a feeling for what your team can do, what it can't do with certain individuals, how they handle things, put them in different situations. And, you know, a lot of times we don't get it right the first time, but if we keep working at it and build on it, then, you know, sometimes it changes, sometimes it doesn't.
Guys, let's take two more.
Adapting the system, how is Terrell Brown, Donnie, he was talking early in camp about trying to shake off the rust and figure out the terminology of being different from where he'd been in the past?
I mean, he's a smart kid. You know, works really hard at it. See, football is important to him. He does a lot of extra things. You know, part of his situation is just, you know, coming back after missing the spring and, you know, kind of being in a rehab phase. Now he's, you know, working his way back into a more competitive phase. So, you know, there's some work to do, but he's definitely making progress. And he seems to, you know, based on his experience level and his overall football intelligence and work ethic, he's, you know, I think he's getting a pretty good understanding of what we're doing. Hasn't really been a problem.
Since camp, the first practice at camp on the 30th of July, it seems like you guys have been in a pretty, you know, standard routine with the players. How does that change at all tomorrow with Thursday's preseason opener? Is it the same type of day that you normally have in camp, or do you switch things up considerably tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I think tomorrow's kind of our biggest preparation day for the game. We go through all the game-type procedures, coaching staff, the game day operation. We're talking about the whole day of the game, plus the game itself, sideline management, substitution. Some of those things we've done to some degree, but, you know, just to try to have a good, clean game day operation. Pre-game warm-up, making sure everybody's ready to go, and it runs efficiently and smoothly. So, you know, all those things. So that we haven't talked about any of those, and that'll be ground that we'll have to cover tomorrow, or maybe to some extent Thursday morning, just in terms of getting ready to go out and play the game. And as I said, have hopefully a relatively smooth team operation so that we can play, you know. It's given everybody a chance to do their jobs, coaches, players working together, offense, defense, special teams, substitutions, and all those things. So, yeah, I would say that tomorrow and even Thursday morning would be emphasizing a lot of points and going over things there that we really haven't covered up till now. So, yeah, it'll be a little bit different.
How tough would it be for players to miss that recovery in that practice session tomorrow, looking at the first thing?
Hard would it be? I mean, depend on who the player is and what their experience is, but certainly I think if you just went with the herd, he'd probably be in the right spot. All right, thanks.